With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
So I was working in Fiji where we were describing new species and recognizing the high levels of endemism within Fiji.
That's Dr. Joshua Drew from the Field Museum of Natural History in Chicago. And I'm Dr. Helen Scales. And in this special edition of The Naked Scientists, we find out about the groundbreaking initiative he's spearheading to use cutting-edge communication technologies and social media to bring the oceans alive and spread the word about marine ecology and conservation.
So I wanted to work with high schoolers in Fiji to teach them from the very beginning, from, you know, they're 14, 15 years old, about how special their marine resources are and how they are the stewards of those endemic species, that they're the people who are responsible for the health of the entire world's population of these species. And that's a pretty big responsibility, but it's also a big source of pride. You know, we use the phrase Naika Kaiviti, the Fijian fish.
Ultimately, Dr. Drew's work has inspired teenagers to do something to help protect the seas in two very different parts of the world. And it all began when he realised that there's a lot in common between high school kids living in inner city Chicago and in Fiji.
It was distressing to me that the teens in Chicago aren't often exposed to wild and natural places, and that they didn't have necessarily a sense of how beautiful and vibrant the marine world is. And that got me thinking about, well, how do we best link up kids in Chicago with kids in Fiji? It kind of hit me that, well, they aren't different, that they're really, I was trying to do the same thing, but just in two unique environments. But the methods I would use to get them, the youths engaged, are pretty much the same. And there was no reason why we couldn't do it as a unified program. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be cool if we could come up with this sort of virtual classroom where we do away with the geographic distances between the students and we just let them communicate and we let them talk about what matters to them simultaneously from opposite ends of the earth.
So that's just what Dr. Drew did. Working with an NGO in Fiji and education specialists at the Field Museum, he connected kids in Fiji and Chicago.
The real hallmark of this was getting the kids learning from each other. So, for instance, we had a project where each student group would study one individual. And we had one group in Chicago and one group in Fiji both work on white-tipped reef sharks. And they researched it, and we had them do a little bit of a documentary or a play about white-tipped reef sharks. And they would video them, and we post them to this custom social network site that we made. And then both groups would review each other's and say, oh, that was great. You know, you learned how these are benthic sharks, so they live down the bottom and they sort of use their heads and wiggle into crevices and get parrotfish. But maybe you didn't talk about how they hunt in packs. It was sort of peer-to-peer learning, and that the students were critiquing and coming up with a stronger project. And that peer-to-peer is a much more effective way for students to kind of get the information reinforced than just me standing up on high at a podium lecturing at them.
And at the end of the semester, Dr. Drew got the students in Fiji and Chicago to work together on a project that ended up having some real-world conservation outputs.
The final project was really awesome. I love it. What we did was I flew out to Fiji, and we worked with the students there for a couple weeks. And we worked with a village called Navakavu, which is about 10 kilometers outside of the capital city of Fiji, Suva. And the villagers in Navakavu are mostly fishermen. And they had actually done a really good job of keeping their reefs clean. They had fishery wardens there. They had tambu areas, these no-take areas set up. But yet their fisheries were still declining. So we went there and we wanted to figure out, you know, why this was. So the Fijian students and I went in and we did a sevu-sevu, which is a traditional welcoming ceremony where we were invited into the village and we talked to the chief and the village elders a little bit about why we were there and what we wanted to do. And then the Fijian students interviewed the fishermen in Fijian about why they thought their resources were declining, what the threats to their reefs were. The students actually videotaped these too and were able to translate them. And so the Fijian students made these little mini documentaries about the village of Navukavu.
Hola, my name is Thomas.
I'm Cyril.
We're doing a video on marine conservation. As you've seen in this video, Melai Liku has been living in this village since her whole entire life. She often goes to the reef every afternoon to see how the reef is changing. She also stated that in the last 10 years, the reef has changed. For example, before there were a lot of fish, but nowadays there's hardly any fish.
The message that came through loud and clear from the villagers of Navukavu was that they saw their reefs getting impacted by garbage washing in from Suva, the capital of Fiji. So the Fijian students shared these mini documentaries with their friends in Chicago, and together they brainstormed ideas of what to do about this problem of plastic waste.
What we ended up doing was coming up with writing two letters to the editor for the Fijian newspapers, the Fiji Times, and also coming up with a PSA, a public service announcement. So a short video letting people know that polluting in Suva impacts reefs outside of Suva. And it was really great because the students in Chicago came up with these ideas, they wrote them, and then as a class in Chicago, we went down to Lake Michigan and we acted out this video where we showed when you throw a plastic bag into the water, it can end up in your food supply. And it's a really, really funny video. The thing that I loved the best about that is that as educators, we sort of stepped back and we let the students come up with the ideas and we let the students create and edit and shoot and put together both the videos and the letters. You know, we helped make sure that there was the factual content was there, but this was really the students in the driver's seat, and this was the students taking tenure over their own conservation activities. And that, as a conservation biologist, was really, really heartening to see. And one of the great things that came out of it was the students in Suva realizing that they were part of the problem. So we were talking, and one of the students, Matthew, said, you know, we sit on the seawall watching the sunset and we'll have a lolly and we won't really think anything about just throwing the wrapper into the water. But after doing this project, you know, I realized that there really is no away, and that when I throw that lolly wrapper into the ocean, it's going to wash up somewhere else. That to me was one of the aha moments, like we're doing something good here because we're making the students realize that their own personal activities have ramifications outside of Suva and how the choices they make every day can make or break the health of Fijian reefs.
Well, bringing together students in Fiji and Chicago, Dr. Drew has been helping to spread the word about marine biology and ocean conservation in two very different parts of the world.
The school in Fiji is a private school, it's a prep school, and I was really glad to work with the next generation of Fijian leaders. These students from Fiji are very, very smart, and they're going to be the people who in 10 or 15 years are running the Fisheries Management Council, the people who are going to be running the No-Take Marine Protected Area Council. Yeah, and I wanted to make sure that these people who are going to be in positions to help control and improve Fiji's environment at least got some exposure to why it's important to do marine conservation. And I wanted to at least have them start thinking that Fiji has really beautiful reefs that are still in relatively good shape, and that they have it in the power in their hands to make sure that in 10 or 15 years when they're running the country, that they can keep Fiji being one of these beautiful places in the world. And on the Chicago end, I wanted to show the students that if you have an interest in science, that there's a lot of really cool careers you can do with it. You know, obviously, I think being a marine biologist is the best job in the world, and I'm totally biased in that aspect. But one of the great spinoffs was that two of the students who participated in the project are now interning with me here at the Field Museum over the summer, where we're working on marine biology and marine conservation issues. And that's a really fantastic opportunity for them and for myself.
Well, those two lucky students, Amber and Darce, spent their summer working with Dr. Drew at the Field Museum, helping him to study his fish.
We do so many different things, and it's really exciting. We do DNA analysis. We do morphological analysis, processing works, like we measure the fish. We mentioned like the different parts of the fish, like the dorsals and the pelvic spines. I learned a lot and I absorb a lot so that I can teach people, like I teach people at home, of what I learned, and they find it exciting.
I'm enjoying everything. There's not one point in my day watch I don't like. And every day I go home, I go and like tell everybody what I did today and annoy them how excited I was at work and they were just sitting at home.
Well, Dr. Drew's interns didn't stay put in Chicago, but they also went on a trip to Washington, D.C.
We're going to be going to D.C. and measuring some of the specimens they got there that we don't have here.
Yeah, so part of their internship is we have a couple of what we think are new species of fish, and we're trying to do the both the DNA and the morphological analyses to determine if they are new or not. And while we have pretty good holdings here at the Thiel Museum, the Smithsonian has some of the best collections in the world of that genus that we're looking on. So we have to fly out there and analyze the species that they have in their holdings and compare them to the things that we think might be new here. If we're lucky, they'll turn out to be different and we can describe those new species. Another project that we have them working on is in January, I went to Papua New Guinea with my supervisor, Mark Westney, and we did a collection in conjunction with the University of Papua New Guinea where we made almost 1,000 individual collections.
I think over 1,000.
Yeah, over 1,000 individual collections.
It's a lot of fish, a lot of fish. We basically took up like 3 tables. And how long are the tables?
I think there were 6 feet, so we had like 18 feet of fish in jars laid out. One of the big projects that Amber and Darcy have been working on this summer has been helping to sort and ID those fishes, and now we're actually writing a paper that we're going to get published, hopefully, about the fishes of Bootless Bay and Papua New Guinea and doing a biogeographic analysis with them. And one of the things that's been really great for me is that the students aren't just sort of doing grunt labor. I mean, they're actually doing the calculations and the statistical analyses that we need to help write these papers. So they're not just sort of getting me coffee. They're really doing honest to God good work. And, you know, they're both applying for college next year. And I think having this sort of research on their resume is really going to help help them get into a good school.
And to get all these different people involved across the world, projects like this don't come cheap. But if more funding does come through, Dr. Drew is really keen to continue and expand his work.
What we would like to do next with this project is to expand it a little bit and to take it outside of the capital of Fiji and take it into more rural areas. And I think it would be really interesting to move it to an area like Navakavu or a fishing village where people have a much more daily exposure to the reef, where instead of going to the grocery store to get their snack, they go to the tide pool, an area where the health of the marine resources directly impacts the health of the village. I think it would be really great to be able to interact with those students and get them thinking a little bit more about the relationships among species, and also to expose the students in more rural schools to other types of students, to teens from urban areas. I think that those rural-urban interactions would be really, really interesting to see, and I think both groups of students would really gain from seeing somebody who is just like them but lives in a completely different environment. While my heart is in Fiji, this idea would work almost anywhere that you have people working or living with marine resources. You know, I have had a couple people come up and ask me about doing a similar project in other areas, and you know, I hold no tenure over this idea. Like, if more people want to do it, that's great. I'd be happy to help them figure out some of the lessons that we've learned. But you know, there's a lot of areas that need help in conservation, and there's a lot of students which aren't getting taught about marine ecology, and so there's plenty of work for all of us to do.
From Sirlo and I, we hope you enjoyed the video. Thank you.
Thomas and Cirlo from Fiji there, ending that report from Dr. Joshua Drew about his work at the Field Museum of Natural History in Chicago, linking up teenagers in Fiji and Chicago to inspire them about the oceans. And since I talked to Dr. Drew, we've heard the fantastic news that both his intern students, Amber and Darcy, have got places at university to study science next year. And they did indeed discover a new species of fish in the Papua New Guinean collection, and that paper describing it will be out soon. Well, you can find out more about Joshua Drew and his work and watch that public service announcement video on plastic waste that his students made at the Oceans pages of the Naked Scientist website. That's thenakedscientist.com/oceans. Thanks for listening. Catch you next time.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.